Good morning. Welcome to Sunday School and Life Fellowship. It's good to have each one of you here. This morning, or today, our lesson is on obedience and how obedience brings blessing. It talks about Noah and how he was faithful to God and how God blessed him. God promised Noah a new life after the flood. He promised him and his family to be safe. And God honored that promise. But I see the danger of this is making a formula out of obedience brings blessing. And I don't think we can quite do that. I think the danger is that we think if we obey, that equals safety, blessings, a happy ending here on earth. And as we all know, there's lots of good people in this world that suffer. And so I decided to focus this morning on obedience, and I mean on blessing instead of obedience. And what is blessing? What does blessing really mean? Or what does blessing from God actually look like? I think sometimes we treat God like a vending machine. So I like to picture, like, we treat God like a vending machine. We put in our little quarters. Maybe it's devotions. Maybe it's good works, whatever. And out comes a nice cold soda, right? A blessing from God. Something that makes us feel good. We want to use God rather than enjoy God sometimes. I think that Noah obeyed God because he wanted, not because he wanted to live longer on the earth or because he wanted to keep his family safe, but he obeyed God because he loved God. And it says in the Bible he walked with God. What all that means, I don't know for sure, but it seems like him and God had a very, very close relationship. And so his obedience would have been out of a love for God rather than wanting safety here on earth. One example that I looked at is John the Baptist. He was a blessed, holy man, but his life ended in a horrible way. Jesus said to John the Baptist, he said, "Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." And when Jesus said that, he knew John's fate. He knew that he would languish in prison and then be murdered. John the Baptist was one of the most obedient and faithful servants of God, living and dying a cruel death. Even when life doesn't make sense and bad things happen, when we're walking in God in questions and delusionment, God declares us blessed. It's God's perspective, blessings are much deeper and much greater than just giving us what we want right now. I'm going to read extensively from Shattered Dreams by Larry Crabb. I think he has a really good perspective on blessings and God's blessings for us. "List every blessing you desire. Put them all on the left side of a scale. Now list the blessings we're told is the very highest, an intimate relationship with God. Put that one by itself on the right side of the scale. Do we believe that what is on the right side immediately and decisively outweighs what is on the left? If we did, we would move more quickly from happiness through the agony of shattered dreams to complete joy. Only a few in any generation believe that the weight of knowing God is a blessing heavier, more wonderful than the other, and those who believe it appear to have developed that conviction only through suffering." With that in mind, if we're being faithful Christians and God allows bad things to happen in your life, are we okay with that? What happens if it's stripped away, our material blessings, the blessings around us? Are we able to look deeper, more understandingly at the bad things that happen in our life? I think God teaches us many things through experiences, and they're not always pleasant. Some more quotes. "Bless me, not because I am good, but because you are good. Bless me, not because I deserve your blessing, but because it is your nature to bless. You really can't help yourself. I appeal not to who I am. You owe me nothing. I appeal only to who you are." And when I was looking at this stuff, I was kind of convicted in my own life, because so often I ask God to bless me, and I realize that I ask God to bless me so many times because it makes me feel good or look good or makes me happy. But I think so many times, instead of going that way, we should ask God to bless us so that we can make him look good and so that we can glorify his name. So that people see God in us. It seems we are devoting our best efforts to one central goal, making this life work better so we can feel better. The unchallenged assumption behind our resolve is a delusion. We assume life is supposed to work in ways that make us feel the way we want to feel. We further assume if there is a God, his job is to do what we cannot do to make life work as we want. We conceive of this spiritual journey as a cooperative enterprise where we pour our resources with God's to see to it that life works well enough to keep us relatively happy till we reach the world where life works perfectly and we always feel great. Heaven. God does want us happy. He's gone to great lengths to ensure our eternal joy. But the happiness he provides now is a strange happiness of longing for what we are designed to experience, but must wait fully to enjoy. It's the happiness of serving God we trust enough to let us cry today, knowing he has promised to wipe our tears tomorrow. No longer do we live for blessings. No longer do we pray, God, here is what I need. Give it to me. Now we rest, an agitated rest that includes the agony of frustration. But still, we rest, and we learn to say, God, whoever you are, whatever you do, that is all I want. I demand nothing. I will wait for you. It's hard to hear, but it's important to know that God is not committed to supporting our ministries, to preventing our divorces, to preserving our health, to straightening out our kids, to providing a livable income, to ending famine, to protecting us from agonizing problems that generate in our souls the experience that feels like death. We cannot count on God to arrange what happens in our lives in ways that will make us feel good. We can count on God to patiently remove all the obstacles in our enjoyment of him. He is committed to our joy, and we cannot depend on him to give us enough of a taste of that joy and enough hope that the best is still ahead to keep us going in spite of how much pain continues to plague us. Again, from Larry Crabb. Let's pray. Father, we just ask that you would bless us, not because who we are, Father, but because of who you are. Father, bless us, not because we deserve your blessing, but because it is your nature to bless. Father, sometimes we get mixed up about what your blessings really look like. Sometimes we think that it's all what makes us happy right here, right now. Father, pray that we would learn that real happiness comes from really knowing you, Father. Pray this in your name. Amen.